Hey, it's Zoe, and today we're talking about the shortest way to go from manager to leader, and that's with questions. Woohoo!
Welcome to the Zoe Routh Leadership Podcast, your source of strategies and insights to make you a better leader. Influence, improve, inspire.
I'm in Tokemwal this week, and I'm here in the sleepy little town. Well, it's actually quite an industrious little town on the banks of the Murray River, and it is at the heart of the agricultural center between New South Wales and Victoria. And I love the story of this little town. And I'm staying at the golf resort, which is quite an extensive, lush golf course with quite remarkable facilities, given that the center of the town has maybe a dozen buildings, including a post office, a bank, a pharmacy, an IGA, and a couple of pubs, as you must have in a little town. And I was curious about this. How does such a tiny little town have such remarkable facilities like an extensive golf course and all these facilities for summer holidays and that sort of thing? And it turns out, as one of the locals told me, that it used to be that you couldn't gamble in Victoria. And so all these towns sprung up along the Murray River in New South Wales, which had a lot of gambling facilities, TABs and pokies and that kind of thing. And right in the golf course, there's a whole area where people can come in and play the pokies. So a lot of people came up from Melbourne, it's a couple hours drive, to have a little bit of a break, a weekend getaway, a week's holiday, and they could play golf, they could do their gambling, and it sustained the village in complement to its agricultural center. And then about 15 years ago, maybe, they changed the laws in Victoria and gambling was now permissible. So the big casino down in Melbourne opened up and the little towns were no longer flooded by these weekend warriors, these weekend guests, I guess, except for the old people, the older people who had been coming up here for yonks. So the town is full of aging tourists who still like to come and enjoy the facilities they knew many moons ago. I think this is a great example of how you can make one decision and it can have ripple effects. It's a great leadership study. So changing of the law in Victoria had significant consequences for a whole string of towns and their economic viability and sustainability along the river. We don't do things in isolation. And I think this is a great way to start a place to start when we talk about the difference between management and leadership. And this question came up with a client of mine where she is a team leader. She has a large cohort of people that she's involved with, and she began work with us looking to hone her team leadership skills. And really what we were focusing on was team management skills. So how can she delegate? How can she manage herself well? How can she set the team up for success? And she's now starting to become more interested in the larger, more expansive areas of leadership. How do you do that? How do you shift from manager to leader? The shortest way to shift from manager to leader is by using questions. There's a quote from Tony Robbins that says, "The quality of your life is determined by the quality of your questions." And I love that. I think it's so true. And I think we can take that and transform it a little bit for a leadership context. So I believe that the quality of your leadership is determined by the quality of your questions and how you answer them and how you act on them. So the quality of your questions is the most significant part of this. There's also a great book called A More Beautiful Question, and I will put that in the show notes, which will be at zoerouth.com/podcast/management2leadership, management T-O leadership. All right. And in this book, A More Beautiful Question, they talk about having these three guiding questions to help us navigate through uncertainty, volatility, and the gray areas when there is no clear path, which is basically the land of leadership these days. And they talk about these three questions in sequence. The why question. Why is it so? Why are we going this way? And using why as an interrogation tool, a surfacing of issues, is a great way to start. And then the next question is, what if? What if we did it a different way? What if we performed this to 10x our capacity? What if we cut our workforce by half? What if we doubled our workforce? What if questions open up to possibility? So we've got the challenge question of why, the possibility question of what if, and then the nitty-gritty of how. How can we make this happen? Those three guiding questions, I think, are great tools to have in your back pocket to whip out whenever you're confronting the, okay, I want to move from management into leadership. More than that, though, I think we can look at a couple of the different things with your questions. So down here in Tokomwa, I'm with the Rice Growers Association. This is the start of a leadership program that I'm facilitating for the established leaders. And it's focused primarily on governance, on how to get the leaders up to speed in governance leadership, as well as asking the hard questions and leading their industry and larger organizations. And I'm sitting with them and they have a project briefing and they're asked to look at different issues within the context of being a board director on a large organization. And as they're sitting wrestling with putting some context and frames around this question, they're working their way through what I call the ripples. And this is the context ripples. So in looking at this issue, let's say, of water usage or water access, they look at it through a couple of different lenses or ripples, I guess. They look at it from the impact on them. It's no denying that every leader has a self-interest in the decisions they make, and I think that's an important place to start. Like, what's the impact on me? Where am I coming from? What is my worldview? What is my perspective and my biases on this? And then working out to what is the impact on my team? What is the impact on my organization, especially as a board director at the organization that I represent? And the next ripple out is, what is the effect on the industry? And one of the participants said yesterday, as they were contemplating all this, it's like, how far do we go? Like, you know, the industry is part of a global market. Do we look at this decision or these choices within that? How does this affect growers in Vietnam? How does it affect stakeholders in PNG? And it's like, yes, keep nodding. Yes, keep going. Keep extending your ripples, because this is where the difference between management and leadership starts to occur. It's the extent to which you consider the ripple effect of your choices and your decisions, because we do not operate in isolation. What we do in one area has effects around the world. So leaders have questions as their key tool, and they have ripple effect as their context. And they have the three lenses or three areas or three frames to look at called people, planet, and place. So as they're looking at consequences, they're looking at the effect on people, they're looking at effect on planet, and they're looking at effect on place, like location, town, and so on. So the bad news is that there are no easy answers when you come with challenging questions. The good news is that you're more likely to make better decisions if you have good questions. And so I wanted to give you some examples of how you might apply this across different areas of the ripples, so you can see how leadership applies differently to management in each of these areas. Okay, so let's look at these different areas. The first ripple center is focused on self. A leadership view of this is focused on your service as a leader. And you might ask questions like, am I living up to the best version of myself? Am I helping or hindering in my activities and my choices? At the end of the day, you might do a review and say, where have I gone well today? And what did I learn? And what can I, what did I learn? And what can I learn? And what can I do better tomorrow? So those are examples of great self-leadership, where you're continually exploring the interface of your behavior, your attitude, your actions with the intersection of others in the light of being of service. So questions for the next ripple, which is looking at effect on team, you might ask questions like this. Are the team members working well together? How is the culture of the team? What are barriers to performance? Where are the friction points? So where can I eliminate or help ease some of the tension, some of the friction that is getting in the way of the team performance? So our focus from a leadership point of view when we're looking at our team is around capacity. What is the capacity of the individuals? What is the capacity of the team to deliver? And another question you could ask in this space is, how are each of them developing? Am I doing my best to help each of the team members to grow and evolve and to build their capacity to grow into leadership roles? So the next ripple is around organizations. So a leader would look at this in terms of the organization as a living ecosystem. And this really is a hallmark of the move from management to leadership. So management is very much about executing on plans, developing plans, and it's very much has a linear feel to it. Leadership has a very much complex systems point of view. So the leader would look at an organization, look at the systems, the interactions between different departments, different areas of responsibility, and say, how is this thing working together? What are the different parts? How are they helping or hindering each other? And what can we do to optimize the system? What can we do to remove friction in the system? What are the limits of the system, the thresholds of the system, in case if we go past those thresholds, we'll have a deleterious effect on the organization as a whole? The leader would then start to expand the ripple out a little bit further than that and look at where does the organization sit within the community and the industry? And how is the organization preparing for or anticipating trends that are affecting the industry, the community, the business? So the leader starts to look at broader effects that could have an impact now and into the future. Things like different trends in society, different trends in the environment, different trends in the economy, in technology, in the organizational structures, in who's showing up to work, how you're delivering work, the nature of work itself. So these, as you can see, are quite different sets of questions you might pose and if you're a manager. So the kinds of questions you might ask as a manager are, what are my key priorities today? What are the team's priorities? How could we get this done? How can we get this done better and faster? It has a very different flavor. So I think this is a really great way to start looking at, if you're moving from management into leadership, to really explore the nature of your questions, the kinds of questions you're asking, the ripple effect that you're considering, and wrestle with the gray areas. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Feel free to email me, zoe@innercompass.com.au. Also, if you're loving the podcast, feel free to rate it on iTunes. It helps get me visibility and get the message out, which is really helpful, and it helps me feel encouraged to keep publishing the podcast. This is episode, I think it's episode 98, which means we have two more before we hit 100, which is an arbitrary point of celebration, but I'm going to celebrate it anyway. I think it's pretty exciting. So looking at my recording schedule, we won't get episode 100 before the new year of 2019. So I will kick off with a bang at some point in 2019 in February. We're going to take a little break in January while I'm off skiing in Japan and visiting my family and so on. So you have a break over the January period, and then we'll come back with new focus and new exciting things for the podcast in 2019. And episode 100, there's going to be something special for listeners, so you're going to have to stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, 2019 is shaping up to be an amazing year. I'm really excited about the projects there, and I would love to meet some of you, all of you, any of you, in some of the projects that we've got on the boil. We've got a high achievers program, which I launched to my existing clients and is just about sold out. I have two places left on that. It's a 3-month program starting starting in March. And it is for managers who want to do more of the leadership space. And we're focusing particularly around emotional intelligence and influence skills. And we finish off with a trip to the Lara Pinta out of Alice Springs. Yes, it's so good. So if you're interested in that program, shoot me an email, zoe@innercompass.com.au, and I can give you the details. We have that program. We have a new program called Changemakers, and this is initially for my high-level leaders who've graduated from the Leader's Edge Mastermind program. Or if you're already at that level, you don't need to hone specifically your leadership thinking skills. You're more interested in being part of a cohort or who are interested in these ripple effect questions and how you can be a better steward for change in your organization or industry or community. Then this is a great program for you. We meet quarterly. There's a coaching option if you want. And the idea is to have a community of people that can advance your leadership agenda with a sounding board, which is really cool. So we have that one. We have my Leader's Edge Mastermind. There are a couple spots going on that. I'm suggesting the next cohort gathers at the Edge of Leadership on conference in March 21-22 in Canberra, which is selling really well as well. I'm excited about that. That's a totally brand new program, 2 days residential at a place called Cuppacumlong, which is just outside of Canberra. And it's going to be quite an experiential, fun little activity. activity, two-day program designed to look at deep work, deep rest, and deep play, and really coming to spend a lot of effort and energy looking at leadership of the self within this expanded context. So how can you be steward in your team, organization, or industry without frying yourself? That's the key agenda. So it's really honing your corporate leadership skills, your corporate athlete skills, I should say, to make sure that you survive your agenda, which is pretty important. So it's going to be high level conversations and some really fun stuff going on there. All this can be found on my website. I'll put links to all of it in the show notes as well. ZoeRouth.com/podcast/management-to-leadership. I think those are the kind of the big key pieces that I've got coming up next year that I'd love to see you involved with. You may not know, but I do executive coaching, though my calendar is pretty jammed with that at the moment. And I do facilitation for teams around developing their culture and their team leadership skills. All right, that's probably enough advertising. Feels a little bit advertising, but really it's an invitation. I love working with big picture thinkers with big hearts who want to make a big difference. And that's largely the folks who are listening to this podcast. So thanks for listening. And I look forward to one more message before the end of the year. All right, have a great day. May you live well and lead well.